All right, we'll call the work session to order tonight. Terry told me it was ready this time.
It just turned over.
I'm just kidding. But you got the agenda before you, council, tonight. Anything we need to add or to the agenda for tonight's meeting? All right, not a whole lot tonight. Only thing number six, and we have, it's the actual contract giving me authority to sign the actual contract for the Nancy's Creek property transfer or for the sale of that property to Nancy's Creek. We've already declared it surplus and all that. This is just giving me authority to sign the contract so we can move on with the sale of that property. And that's beside the business that's out there. Advanced storage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and basically it's the same people buying that for a future expansion of that facility. They got to have parking and everything for big trucks and all kind of different things out there. So that's what they're needing that property for. So that's all it is tonight. And other than that, I don't have anything else for the agenda or in the work session. Anybody got anything else this evening? Anything?
No, sir.
Not short, sweet. Well, if we will, we'll call the regular meeting to order.
Mr. Word, you care to?
Yes, sir. May we pray? Gracious and kind, loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for all the blessings you bestowed on each one of us. And Lord, we just ask you to continue to look out for this council and this mayor and all these city employees, the jobs they do, that they very rarely ever get credit for. Just take care of them, take care of our mayor and council. Keep them blessed, keep them working, and keep them safe. For all these things, we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, tonight. Council, tonight, you have the minutes from the previous meeting of August 18th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Have a motion, got a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Also tonight, you have before you bills for payment totaling $659,055.38. And I'd just like to point out a lot of the biggest part of that is we paid electrical bill. Let's see where that's at.
$227,000.
Yeah, $227,000 of that was our power bill. So out of that $600,000, a lot of that was
$279,000.
I just wanted to point that out. Got a motion to pay the bills?
Make a move, we pay the bills.
Got a motion, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions tonight? Thank you. Also tonight, you got on your agenda number six is the approved for myself to sign a contract with Nancy's Creek Piedmont LLC to purchase the property in the industrial park for $50,000. And with that, the previous council had already agreed to sell them this property. This is just really finalizing that deal. So if I could get that approved tonight, that would be.
Have
a motion and a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, moving right along. Chief, any visitor comments?
DJ White.
Mr. White.
Kind of a question or whatever that we were discussing the other day, and we haven't had a blood drive around here in a long time. Didn't the city used to do that either at the civic center or do it through the high school, or did the high school?
The high school,
the high school
did it always.
There's actually a couple of places. The rescue squad does one from time to time. The bank does it pretty often.
Yeah,
and then the high school.
So. High school's once a year.
Okay, we got one scheduled anytime soon.
I don't know of one.
I haven't heard of anything, but I'll reach out and find out from
okay,
the high school.
A wanted to get back into giving. I did it at the depot all the time.
Okay.
Last two or three times I've tried to do it through the Red Cross, we get to where they say they're going to do it, they're not there. And we called and asked questions, and I don't know, they just got a lot of confusion going on, but I figured if it was a city or an organized event, you could probably count on to be there a little bit better, and I don't know.
I think the one that does around here the most is Life South. We don't see a whole lot from the Red Cross around here. Life South is usually the provider mostly used in this area.
Okay. Well, if you come over one, let me know.
Okay, we will. Thank you.
And Life South usually has a blood drive somewhere in Calhoun County, almost every week, somewhere between here and
there. Anybody else, Chief?
Ashley Jones.
Hey, Ms. Ashley.
Hey, y'all. So I wanted to just let you know about some chamber events we have State of the Cities coming up, just in case I know the mayor and city clerk have heard about it. It's September 10th from 9 to 10 a.m. It's going to be the Oxford Performing Arts Center, so we're going to be down at the old jail. So if you haven't been down there and they got a cop car cut in half, you can sit in and take pictures. But really, all the cities will just be giving an update on the past year, what they've done, coming up, projects, all that good stuff. And then a regional state of agriculture. I think the state's commissioner of agriculture, I think Rick Pate, will actually be speaking this year. So that's September 22nd at the Oxford Civic Center. So it says from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The actual speech is not that long, but there is a tomato lunch that is apparently something to do in Montgomery a lot. So time to make that this year. But that will be a regional event, so a lot of folks from all over the state will be there. So. You
want
to register any other questions? Just let
me
know. We'll get you hooked up.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Ashley.
Thank you.
That's all. That's it. All right. We'll move right on. Council reports. Ms. Williams.
No, we have our yearly public town reunion this Saturday for anybody that would like to come out. It starts at 11. It's an all-day event that we host just for community and try to give back to everybody. So if y'all would, don't have anything to do, please come out and join us.
Hey, Brittany, I got one question about that. Are you going to need anything as far as like streets or any kind of closures for that?
Yes, Church Street and Draper Street.
Okay. Get with me and I'll make sure that we get that to you.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you. Mr. McCorn?
No report.
Mr. Cobb?
I'm good. Thank you.
Mr. Epps?
I'm good, sir.
Mr. Farmer?
No.
Mr. Rogers?
Thursday, Johnson's in Jacksonville.
Oh, the blood drive?
Thursday.
Well, that's pretty quick. All right. Got anything else? All right. City clerk, you got anything to add? Just got a couple things. We had the people from Truck Works. You have in your packet, council.
Mm-hmm.
A knuckle boom truck. We had them come up and demo a knuckle boom. Ours are pretty dilapidated. I'm not saying tonight I want you to vote on this, but you have that in your packet. This pricing, this is one of the last. Tim, you probably know a little bit more about that, but at this pricing, the trucks are going to change, emission stuff's going to change, and that price was going to go up dramatically, like $40,000, probably next year is what she told us. I just want you guys to look at it because I think they had four of these and they've already committed three of them. And so there's one left. So if there's something, we want to try to put that in our next budget, next year's budget cycle. They will hold it for us for next year's budget cycle. So you'll see that in your packets. I just wanted you to be aware of that's what that was. If you'll take it and look at it, and then maybe we can make a decision on that pretty quick.
Okay. Would the plan be to buy it right out?
Well, they did give us a different couple options for financing. It's kind of the same thing we do. One of them's with a garbage truck, kind of the same way we do the garbage truck, where we have it for 3 years lease, and then they guarantee a buyback of so much, and then we rotate it out. That's an option. They give us a couple of different options right here. You can pay it outright, which is the $235.
Right.
We got several different. I'm not in favor of doing any payments if we don't have to.
Me either.
I'm not that person. But sometimes we might have to. But I just wanted to let you guys look at that. But we do need to let them know something on that. you know, probably by the next meeting.
See, anyway, we can probably look at that like we do the garbage trucks.
Yeah, that's what, that proposal's in there.
I think it's
I see that.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if we can keep these things moving out of here in 3 years, we won't be in no problem.
Right.
If we can set them up like that.
And you just, like I say, you just have that reoccurring payment every month. You know, this is...
You never pay it off. It's always...
It's always a payment, yeah.
Oh, you always pay every month.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you do that, you know, you see your payments are...
Yeah, it's broke down.
Yeah, $4,551, you know, and then a balloon payment, $94,000 if you decide to not trade it in, or they will trade it in.
Yeah.
4.4 cents.
But we don't have to... You know, we're not going to act on that tonight, but if y'all will, take it and look at it. If you have any questions, get with Tim. He knows a lot more about it than I do. So that's one of the only things I had.
About that note, then, Kevin, so is that something that we necessarily, Tim, this is a question for you, I guess. Is that something that we necessarily need to trade out every 3 years? I mean, because is it get the, I guess, the amount of use? Because Greg kind of figured it just quickly. He said, what, $26,000 more doing it at lease purchase than just buying it outright. So is it something that we feel like we need to change out that often?
I think you'd be better off if you could just buy it outright.
Yeah.
When was the last time we purchased?
20.
When? 26 years ago.
And I tell you that we got the 20, of course we got the 2013 Ford. That thing has been a limit ever since we've had it. It's just been trouble. Then the only other one we got is that 07. And see, the last day is the 07.
and those things, they run two of those every day. Mm-hmm. Like two of those things are on the road every day.
Well, it's supposed to be. When?
When they're working.
When I got the people to run them.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got one of our knuckle boom drivers out, you know, out right now. So.
Yeah. But she did call me the other day and said there was four of those left. Three of them was leaving, going to Mississippi. You wouldn't know how with one left. So that's the reason I'm here. You know, if we're gonna get it, we probably need to let her know pretty quick. If that way she could put a hold on.
So next meeting, man. Next meeting be good?
It's 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Well, the question is, will it last 2 weeks? If somebody can
hold that 2 weeks,
you know, that's the...
And it is kind of a multi-use thing. Electric department uses it. I mean, it's citywide. They cut brush all the time. I mean, that truck is on the road constantly.
It's just like the garbage trucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's moving.
Right. It's not.
I personally don't mind. This is just me committing to that truck. I mean,
right.
We need that knuckle boom. And I've seen over the past several years how important it is. Maybe we can decide how you want to pay for it next council
meeting. Oh, commit to it and then decide where the money's going. Hey, that's up to you guys. Whatever. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. That was
Let's just make a motion.
Can we turn the ones that we have, can we turn those around?
Well, that Ford, I would say probably need to put it up for gov deals.
Yep.
Yeah.
Please. 07.
Over there. I don't want it to land over there. And
yeah, that's kind of my thing, too. I don't want it to be piled up over the whole armory.
No, we will get rid of it.
We will get rid of it.
One of them, yeah.
We need to keep the 07. The reason we need to keep it is that's the one we have the top made for, like for leaf season when we get a lease.
Right.
That's the one we pull our leaf machine with. Mm-hmm. So.
But the other one, we could send it to Gov Deals. And
yes. Yes.
Be rented.
Right.
Yeah, the lemon, yeah.
Then the 20 we still got.
Right.
20. That's the one that's working now. Yes.
All right, I've got a motion. Got a motion on the floor to commit to purchase.
We can contact her and just give her some kind of commitment. That way she can put a hold on it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'll second that some of that.
All right, got a motion and a second. Any other discussion about that?
Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Frank.
Okay. Let's just talk about the finances so we can go ahead and be thinking about it. So if we were to buy this or purchase this thing outright, what would be the avenue that we would do that? I guess we got like 1.7 currently in the general fund today, right? And I guess the other thing would come would be what were we looking at to pay for this? So what we're going to look at. capital monies. How much is in the capital?
Capital's about 900. So, I mean, we got plenty of capital to do that with.
Yep.
So, but like I said, we want to see it in the next budget cycle.
Right.
Because this budget's pretty much already made, and I think that would be one of the big capital things for next year.
Yes.
For the council. So. Yeah. Got a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Thank y'all very much.
Thank you. I know it's a lot of money, but, and I was telling Tim, I was talking to Tim and some of them the other day, I don't know how much, where all this stuff comes from. They can go through today and they can pick up every neighborhood, and you go back tomorrow and in the same spot.
Somebody's moved from neighborhood to neighborhood.
I don't know where it all comes from, but we can't operate that service without a reliable.
And this is, Kevin, I forgot to mention, this one too has the Peterson loader, not the pay tank.
Okay. All right. So it's the lightning loader?
Yes, that's the better.
It is.
In my opinion, that's the better loader.
And that's what we use is the lightning loader, so. All right. That's all I have on the mayor's reports. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Got
a motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?